The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghostbox Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I was able yesterday to sneak out and see The Nun 2. And before we do the shows, I kind of go through what I want to talk about, and I say it out loud, and I practice it on the microphone. And I was joking to myself, it's The Nun 2, not T-O-O, and I said the letter 2. And I thought to myself, wow, I actually called the number 2 the letter 2. And it really goes to show that Monday, doing that on a Monday, is going to be a very long week. So I do apologize. I think this is just the beginning of not being able to speak correctly. But I think everyone's used to that. I think everyone knows how that works. So the number 2, it's like Sesame Street. It's like Ghostbox Radio tonight is brought to you by the letter 2 and the number K. So, you know, there's a lot to look forward to tonight. Actually, I am looking forward to tonight because I have the distinct pleasure of talking to a couple people that I admire. I think that it's going to be they have some great things to talk about tonight, both together and separately. And it's going to be a really good program. I am very happy tonight that I'm going to have on Lori Lashman. She is in charge of Souls of Spirits Expos. We're having her on because we just wanted to talk about it. We're really excited. The next event, the next expo, is going to be in Deadwood this weekend. It's going to be on the 16th, which is going to be fantastic. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring her on is also a couple of friends from around here are going to be on over at the expo, including Dr. Mary Neustrom, who is shamanic practitioner and psychic medium. She is going to be doing a shamanic experience, Meet Your Angels and Ancestors at Gallery event on Saturday. Fantastic information. It's going to be great. We're going to talk about all of that tonight. Lori and Mary, welcome to Ghostbox Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, very happy. Yeah.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah. No, it sounds it. No, I'm just kidding. I skipped all this thing else on here. Thank you for having me. It's like, no, I deflated your energy with the letter too. So I get it. It's tough. It's tough. Well, first of all, Lori, you know, I've been a fan of, and I say this not having to been to one of your events before, but I've been a fan and following Souls of Spirits Expos for a while. It's always fun to see friends of mine show up at these. Like I mentioned, Mary's going to be there on Saturday, as well as Char Savoy, who you may remember from such radio programs as this one. And, you know, what do people find at these events, especially the one that's coming up at Deadwood this weekend?
They're pretty amazing events. I started them in 2017. And when I started the expos, we had like 15 vendors and probably 125 guests. And at this point, we have 40 vendors and 750 guests.
Wow.
So it's really grown and it's been amazing. And the people that attend and the gallery speakers and speak, we just have so much going on. And it's for anybody, wherever that at they're in the point of their journey, to attend. And Deadwood, we love Deadwood.
Well, and Deadwood is such an amazing place. I mean, when I'm jealous that I'm not able to get out there, because Deadwood is one of my favorite places to go, and the energy out there is just fantastic. Lori, are you from around that area?
I'm from North Dakota.
Oh, you're
Granville, North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's only a 6-hour drive there, though. So we probably go 3 times a year to Deadwood.
Well, and that makes sense. You know, it's the problem is for us Minnesotans is, as far as I know, unless there's somewhere that I like, Mary, I'm not sure how you're going to, what route you're going to take. It feels like for us, we have to go down the state and over and back up to get to Deadwood, but it's so worth it. Everything about it is so worth it. Mary, how are you going to drive out there? Are you driving or?
Definitely driving. I'm going to take however my GPS says, and it says more to go the slanted through like crisscrossing the state instead of going down and over.
Ooh, I like
but I've
that.
Done it that way too. And it's a nice drive.
I just wasn't sure, knowing that how gifted you are, that you might just be able to intertransmentalize yourself and just kind of show up at Deadwood and like, here I am, put me to work. You know?
I'm looking forward to developing that skill further.
That would sure help to transport to expos,
right? Yeah. If every, yeah. you could do a bus service or something that way, and it just, I mean, but you know, either way, I found either way you go down to or over to Deadwood, excuse me, it's a beautiful drive. I just, I mean, it's, and I think once for me, once I get into South Dakota. It's just like it suddenly just changes into absolutely a beautiful scenery. I mean, I love Minnesota. Please don't get me wrong. But I just love all of that. And I'm envy of you, Mary, because I think it's a beautiful drive.
Yep, I agree. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Mary, how long are you going to be out there for? Are you going to take some time and hang out in Deadwood? Or are you just going to kind of get down to the gallery and come back and that's about it?
I'm taking my time. I am going to start heading towards Deadwood on Wednesday because it's a little bit further drive than Lori's. And then I'll just take my time and then start back on Monday.
Oh, that's nice. There's so many sights to see too when you go through there, like the Badlands, or you could, if you wanted to, Mount Rushmore is pretty much right there. It's fantastic. Now, Mary, you got this great gallery event that's going to be happening at the Spirits of Souls event, Expos event, this Saturday, the 16th. And it's called Shamanic Experience, Meet Your Angels and Ancestors. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely. And I've done this at Lori's events before, and people love it. What I'm able to do is take people into different dimensions. And what that means is that I'm able to open up a doorway or portal and gently guide them where they can then experience their healthy, healed ancestors. They may meet a spirit animal, a spirit guide. Everyone feels something, either tingling or sometimes they actually see the angel in front of them. And through that, people are really able to get messages and healing and leave with really profound experiences.
That is really cool. And, you know, is it, do you feel like anybody can take part in this? I mean, because I know that there's always people who are like, well, you know, I don't feel like I'm connected to energy like that or whatever else. Is it pretty open for anybody to take?
Absolutely. The one thing is that come with an open mind. If you're really like more with a closed mind or not feeling into it that day, maybe not. But if you come with an open heart and open mind, even if you don't feel connected or don't know your spirit guides, you will have an experience. And that's what I like, why I like doing this, is because it's almost everyone comes away with feeling such a profound change or experience. And I've had people say to me after they've gotten back from the journey that they felt their mother or saw their mother who's been maybe deceased for 20 years and they saw her.
Wow.
So there's really these really great experiences that I'm so happy that I'm able to do.
That sounds amazing. And I love the fact of just the idea of being open-minded. And as somebody who's put on a number of events and being might be a little bit different doing the paranormal events, you know, you have generally somebody bringing a partner or something who's not into it, right? And they're just sitting there, and they're just like, yeah, well, you know, prove to me. It's like you have to meet it part way, don't you? You have to put in at least some effort, and that could just be as simple as an open mind of, like, anything can happen. You know, I'm here to experience it.
Absolutely. And actually, the way that I do my journeys in this situation is it's a guided meditation journey. And what I ask people to do is, like you said, Greg, is be into it. Meaning, if I'm saying you're walking through a doorway or you're experiencing a beautiful meadow, you need to be going with me with that. And
yeah.
If those that really go with it, they will be successful in feeling the experience.
And I think that's also a good point, because I was just thinking about that when you talked about it. You're only going to go as far as you're going to let yourself go. Mary's not going to take you into areas that are going to be what you're not ready for, because you're in control, whether you believe it, whether you're thinking about it or not, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because even if you can't feel or know your spirit guides at Guardian Angels, they're there. And so they're also there protecting you. They're also there helping guide you. And they're really the ones that are really unfolding this experience for you and giving you the opportunity and probably nudging you to go to this event and really experience it.
And yeah, because they're going to know better than anyone how far to take you, how far you can go, what you're ready for.
Yes. Absolutely.
No, absolutely. That makes sense. Now, Lori, you know, we had talked before the program kind of a little bit about, you know, what is it that kind of makes these events from Souls of Spirit Expos kind of stand out. And, you know, one thing that, and I'm hoping I'm not putting words in your mouth, and please correct me if I am, I feel like intent is a good way of saying it. And I mean intent in the most purest possible way, like as far as what you want to help other people with.
Absolutely. You're going to get out of it what you want to get out of it. And I started doing expos in 2017, so it's been 7 years. And I went to two expos. One was pretty good. The second one, I spent my time. The first one I went with some friends. Mm-hmm. The second time I went by myself. And I visited the booths, I made appointments, I had healings, I bought merchandise, but I went to every speaker as well. And it changed my life. And that was in 2017. At the end of 2017, I started my own expos. I mean, it was that life changing.
I was going to say that's relatively recent to be where you're at right now. When you went to that first expo, did you go in there as somebody who's just curious about it, or were you already in that mode of, you know, very interested in a metaphysical lifestyle?
I had a spiritual awakening.
Okay.
So fantastic. I was very interested, but I was just learning about it. But I went with a friend and a cousin. So we kind of all rode together and just did our thing and then left and had lunch. But the next time I went a few months later, I just went by myself.
You
can do it by yourself and you can do it with friends, but that's what really did it for me, when I just immersed myself in it and took the time to enjoy it and learn from it.
I think that's fantastic. Was part of the reason why you started doing your own is, did you get from going to those, and not saying that these were bad or anything like that, but you got clarity on how you wanted how you thought maybe other people might like to get that sort of experience that you got?
I had such a life-changing experience that I knew I had to share it with other people.
Sure.
It changed my life. And even my best friend said, you can't tell everybody that because they're going to think you're crazy. But I had such an awakening. I could not tell everybody because it changed my life for the better.
That is great. Now, Tom had asked the question, is the experience, the life-changing experience you had, is it like an out-of-body experience for you?
No, I kind of had that when I had my own awakening.
Yeah.
And that changed my life. But when I went to the expos, I learned I wasn't the only one. And I learned about other people's journeys and what they've been on.
Yeah.
And their experiences. And this is why the vendors do what they do. They've all been through this and they're all trying to help other people. No matter where you're at on your journey, you can be somebody new to it or you can be wherever you're at. It's just there for everybody. There's so many different levels to it.
I mean, and that's something that that is worth, definitely worth checking out. Now, let's do this. First of all, once again, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the program, the next expo is going to be this Saturday, the 16th. It's going to be in Deadwood, South Dakota. You know, some people might be like, well, that in the Twin Cities area, well, you know, that might be a little far out for us to do this weekend. But, I mean, if you want a good road trip, it's always there. But if also if you know people, the friends and stuff in that area, and you know that they're interested in this, if they don't know about it, you might want to let them know, even though it sounds like that, Lori, you let people know. It sounds like you advertise pretty heavy out there from what I've heard, which is pretty awesome.
We've got a really good following with vendors and guests that come.
That is fantastic. And why don't we do this? We're going to take a break. And, you know, when we come back, what Mary's going to do, we're going to talk a little bit about spirit animals. We're going to see if anyone wants to know who the spirit animal is. We're going to do a couple of them. Mary's going to is gracious enough to give us some of that. We'll talk more about that. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Have you ever wanted to see a real Masonic lodge or visit a beautiful hotel from the 1800s? Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, Charvinity, bring you a weekend of paranormal investigations in Rush City, Minnesota. Starting Friday, September 22nd at the historic Grant House and continuing into Saturday, September 23rd at the Jasper Masonic Lodge, we have a lot of options for you to join in on this event. Go to charvinity.com/event-list for full details. How many computers are too many computers and monitors and mouses and stuff to make one show work? I don't know. I don't know how many times tonight, let alone I called a number a letter, let alone that there's so many like gadgets around here tonight that I can't really figure out how to do a radio show. I don't know. We're going to be lucky to get through this, but luckily I have the help of Lori Lashman and Dr. Mary Newstrom tonight. Lori runs Souls of Spirit Expos, and we're talking about an event that is happening in Deadwoods this Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find out more about that event and all the other events that Lori has going on. Go to soulsofspiritexpos.com, and everything is there. There's a lot of information there. And as far as my own deficiencies tonight, luckily I have both Lori and Dr. Mary to sit here and help me, or at least have pity on me. So there is that. So with Mary, which I'll be honest, Mary, I don't know if I've ever seen you in action before. You know, we saw each other at the Maria Shaw event, but it got busy for both of us. So I'm looking forward to kind of talking about this a little bit, about the letting a couple people know who their spirit animals are. I think tonight mine's like an ant or something. But how does this work? How do you want this to work? If anyone wants to know, we can do a couple. We won't do like a ton, but people can have a chance to see you in action. How would you like to do this tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to say, don't put down an ant. I've been with people who have ants as their spirit animal, and they're very good. So,
did I say I put it down?
Yeah, play nice here. People can just, you know, however you want to do it, Greg, they can put in a request, or you can, if you're drawn to a name, it won't matter to me. Because to be honest, I'm not doing this. My guides are, I'm just the face of it because you can't see them, but they're here doing it. So however you want to do it.
No, that sounds great. And I'm happy that I found my first ant activist. I appreciate it. And you're right, all ants matter. So first off, let's, can I ask, can I be, can, I mean, it's my show. It doesn't always seem that way, but it is.
Yep.
May I ask what my spirit animal is, please?
Sure, absolutely. Before I tell you, I do want to talk a little bit about what spirit animals and are. So if you come to the expo, I am doing the gallery event. And what that means is I'm one of the speakers with a little bit longer time. And do we still have tickets left, Lori? Or are they, we still
have plenty? Still have some, but usually we sell out in Deadwood, and that's with 70 seats. So okay. If you do want to attend, get your tickets. But Greg, you had mentioned earlier about if you want to drive to South Dakota, it's absolutely beautiful. But if you can't make it, for those people living in the East, Mary is also going to be our gallery speaker in Fargo on November 4th.
Oh, that's right.
So you can jump on that one too.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, absolutely.
So we all have, with our guides, we all have a team. And sometimes people like to call them guardian angels, spirit guides. Shamanically, my background is a shamanic teacher and practitioner. Mm-hmm. We like to call them spirit guides and spirit animals. I really think of them, but if you like to call them guardian angels, it really, in a nutshell, they're all the same.
Sure.
I think.
Yep.
Anyway, so we all have a team. And a few years ago, I was doing these expos and events, and my guides whispered in my ears, hey, you know what? We can tell you very quickly who your client's spirit animal is. And I don't have to journey. Traditionally, shamanic practitioners have had to do more extensive type of meditation journeying to get someone's spirit animal. This really comes to me really quickly. And my guides do it as a service, because when you start to know who one of your team members is, your spiritual team members, that really helps that spiritual growth.
Got it.
So I could go on and on and on, and Greg, maybe another show we can
do
just some guides.
Would love to.
So anyways, there's one more thing I want to mention is if someone has an affinity or they really like a particular animal, that animal probably is your spirit animal, but that might not be the one that comes to me, because since you have a team, they're going to use the opportunity for another one to come through that really wants you to know they're there. And I say that because a lot of times people come up to me and say, oh, I really love like wolves or bears or birds. And so keep working with them or keep thinking they're your spirit animal, but I might tell you another one.
Right.
So Greg, when we were on break, since I thought you would probably ask that you wanted to know your animal, I worked with my guides, and what they do is they sometimes just, there's a picture of an animal that comes up, or it'll be just flashing pictures, maybe a word. But what I got from you, and I confirmed it multiple times because it's a new one for me to give to someone. I've never given anybody this spirit animal, is a pileated woodpecker.
A pileated woodpecker.
Yep.
Do you know how that's spelt? So I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just never heard. And I can look that up later. We don't need
Greg, I just got your spirit animal. Now you want me to spell?
Yeah, right. Come exactly. Well, you know,
I think it's P-I-L-I-A-T.
Pileated. Pileated.
Pileated.
Okay.
And a pileated woodpecker, by the way, they're very rare to see in the wild. But if you do, Lori, have you ever seen one?
I haven't.
Okay, well, that's because you live in the Dakotas. But if you live where there's more woods, you will see one. But a pileated woodpecker is a big woodpecker. I think that cartoon, the woodpecker cartoon.
Woody Woodpecker?
Woody Woodpecker.
I think actually he was based on a pileated woodpecker. But that is not yours, Greg. No. I see. I knew exactly where you were going with this. That is not your spirit animal. Yours is the real animal. Yours is it. And so what you want to do is research what a pileated woodpecker is in the wild.
Okay.
And then when you do, you'll feel an affinity, or there'll be things that will jump out that will make sense of why it's here and the medicine, the traits it's bringing to you to help guide you. And I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, I could go on about some of the traits with it, but that's something for you to kind of explore.
Well, and I appreciate that. I think that's fantastic. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot about spelling it, but if you did spell it, I would have expected you to use numbers to spell it, because that's kind of our theme tonight here. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you to your spirit guides for that. That is awesome, because I will look that up. Would you mind doing a couple more?
Sure. Absolutely. No
thank
problem.
You. Thank you very much. Mr. John Marson, he'd like to know what his spirit animal is, and I'd be interested too. As I think a lot of people know, I'm good friends with John, and he's one of my closest friends. So I'm very happy to hear what's in store for Mr. Marson.
Right. Okay, and so like I said, John, that just give me a second, kind of to key in. But as I mentioned, if you love a particular animal or something, still keep working with that animal as your spirit guide, but let's see what else. And so they sometimes, so I'm getting a picture. I'm going to talk about this. I don't normally talk through it. It's something small and something brown. They're telling me it's a brown colored type of gopher. And so with that, let's see if I can get a little bit more specific. Oh, you know what? It's a prairie dog. Mm. So it's your spirit animal, that one that wanted to come forward, is a prairie dog.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yep. Which I know, Laura, you should have seen those prairie dogs.
I was going to say, very popular in Medora in South Dakota.
Yep. And I've given people the guides have identified prairie dogs before. But yes. So the pictures kind of form in my mind. I ask my guides sometimes, is it a mammal? Is it a bird? What is it? Sometimes the pictures, I don't even know what animal they are. And I have to go on my phone and Google big black mammal looking thing, and something will pop up, and then I can get specific. So I don't know all these animals sometimes.
But that makes sense, because you're the conduit.
Yes. I am just, and like I said, I'm going to add this little piece, and because I think we can all agree we are light, and our energy is okay. So we all are light. We're made up of light. And so are our guides. And so the spirit animal is manifesting as one particular animal to communicate to you what it's bringing and what attributes it's bringing to help you. And so that's why it's manifesting like prairie dog. We all kind of know the traits where they skirt around, maybe they duck in and out. And I don't know, John, if that is something that is helpful for you, or you need support with, but there's other traits as well. And as you look at the animal, it will bring out what attributes are going to be helpful.
That is great. John, I'm going to have to follow up with you, not for the show, but if you're willing to share what you find out, I'd love to know. Miss Christy. And I don't want to put her comment up on screen. I don't know if you're seeing them, Mary, but I want to put her comment up on screen because she has a feeling she knows what hers is. And I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
So, yeah. Chris, do you want, is that good enough saying just Christy, or what would you like from me?
No, Christy's fine. And that's exactly why I tell people we have a team. And so if one that's coming forward isn't exactly the one that you think it is, you have both. We have a whole group.
Sure.
So Christy. So I'm getting, and I'd be surprised if she thought this, but I'm getting it some type of reptile.
Okay.
It's a snake. But let me see if I, and I'm not very well versed with snakes. I don't know if anybody is here, but let me see if I can get a little bit more information.
It's funny. We have a lot of them outside the station trying to get in. I don't, that's all
really?
I really know about. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Huh.
Actually, yeah.
It's not a gardener snake. See, I don't have a language for it. But it is a larger snake. It's yellow. And it would hurt you if it bit you. So, but the key thing is it is a snake.
And what Christy had said as you were talking about it, she says, oh, my goodness, that is the first thing I thought of when she said reptile. So,
yep. It's a snake. And Christy, work with it, but work with your other one too. And by the way, snake is very powerful. That is the manifestation of when you work with ayahuasca, which I do when I take people to Peru, that's the symbol that comes through to people is snake. And, you know, I know reptiles are scary and I do have to admit, I would love to give everybody a big fluffy spirit animal, like a you know, something you can hug like a bear, but not everybody can have that. And some people get snake and you know what? Go with it because it's very powerful.
Well, I mean, isn't that like one of the most powerful? Because I mean, I think of like the Ouroboros, you know, it just, it's in the infinity of it. So I'm not on the wrong track with that, right? Just want to make sure.
You know, Greg, I'm still thinking how you put down ant, but that's okay.
I mean, sometimes we need to move forward, I guess, Mary. But I mean, it's okay if we don't want to. I mean, that's
fair.
I mean, we got a lot of people who'd love to know more, and you know, we'll see if Mary's up to more. But a couple, there's one good question here that Joshua asked. Joshua, first of all, did ask to know what his spirit animal is, but he also asked the question, do our guides and spirit animals work in tandem to help us? I think that's a fantastic question.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you mean, do the guides and spirit animals and all our guides work together?
That's
as
how
one?
I took it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that is 100% yes. And you, they're your number one fans. So you have to remember that too, is that you really want to work with them because they're sitting on the other side cheering you on. Once again, you know, there, you have a whole team. And as you start, if you work with plants or you have, maybe you have a particular plant you love, let's say you have a rose garden, you might even have the spirit of rose as a spirit, as a plant that's working with you as a guide. So you can see how this really expands out too. I know that I have spirits of plants that work with me because of my extensive work in Peru. But they work as a team, and some are more specific in guiding you in specific areas. So they work as a team, but they also could have a specialty. One could be really specialized in your health. And I know I had a great uncle that was on the other side that was working with me with finances and things like that. So they specialize, but they work as a team to come together.
That's great. And may I ask, since Joshua asked such a good question, he had wanted to know what his spirit animal was as well. May I ask that too, please?
Sure. So, okay, Joshua, let's see what happens here. They're telling me it's so I start out with, first of all, trying to narrow things down if it doesn't pop into my mind right away. So they're telling me it is a bird. Okay. A smaller bird. It's a dove.
Oh,
which is really nice, actually.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. And you know, I've known Joshua for a few years just online. And I don't know, when you said that, it seemed to resonate with me personally. I mean, from what I know of him. So I hope that he finds find something good in that. I don't see how anyone wouldn't be able to. Let's do this. I'd like to go ahead and take another break. You know, when we come back, maybe Mary could do some more. It's up to her. But I also want to get back to Lori, talk about stuff going on. Don't forget, this event is this Saturday, Souls of Spirit Expos in Deadwood, South Dakota. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to have on author Sherilyn Carter. We're going to talk about her new book, Chosen, which we're going to be talking about alien abductions. We're going to talk about it with a slightly different slant, though, so definitely tune in tomorrow for that. Wednesday, we're going to have on Robert Robinson. We're going to be playing sounds that have been recorded of what we believe is Bigfoot. And we're going to play these sounds for him, and we're going to talk about what they mean. How do we know what those sounds are making, their sounds? It's going to be a very interesting program. Thursday, one question readings with psychic medium Jennifer Lee. And then, of course, Friday is Casual Friday. We're going to be live from Crypticon, Minnesota. To go and get tickets for Crypticon, go to CrypticonMinneapolis.com. We're doing our show live from there, so it's going to be fantastic. But you know what else is fantastic? That we have Lori Lashman and Mary Newstrom. We're talking about Souls of Spirit Expos. They're in Deadwood this weekend, and we've been having a lot of fun talking to and talking about spirit animals. Mary, just some comments coming through here. John Marson says that he loves prairie dogs, all squirrels, gophers. He says thank you very much. So that's pretty cool. You know, we had talked also about Christy, because I said that Christy has kind of an idea what she thought her spirit animal was, and we didn't put her comment on screen. She thought birds, but then when you had mentioned to her the reptile and the snake, it sounded like that immediately resonated with her as well. So that worked out very well. So, I mean, it's really cool. Now, Lori, when you're seeing Mary in action and stuff, you got to be pretty proud, you know, that you're doing this event. You have, you know, you're seeing Mary in action. You've seen Char in action. You have these great guests at your expo that you're just probably like, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm putting this together. People are going to love this.
I really am. I'm so proud of all of my vendors and my speakers and my gallery speakers. We do an opening before every expo. Mm-hmm. And I say a prayer and set the intention for the day. And we do a big circle around all of the booths as far as we can get around. And it's bigger and bigger every year.
Amazing.
And I look around it and think of all of... I feel like a mama chick, and all these are my baby chickens,
yep.
Chicks. They're part of my family. They're like, people do this because they want to share what they know. They don't want to spend their weekends on the road and working. A lot of them have full-time jobs. They do this because it's so important to share what we've learned. And that's why I do it. I'm absolutely proud of all of my vendors and all the guests who come to find out what it's all about.
And the fact that you convert them. You probably convert a great deal of them to wanting to come back and do more and take part in more, I mean, as the attendees.
Well, you know, I said it was life-changing for me, the first one, two expos I went mm-hmm. to. And now I see posts on the expos that people put that, the guests. It's like, I went to the last one. It was life-changing for me. I went to the one with my mother. It changed my life. That's what it's all about. It is life-changing. It really is.
And Christy had said much earlier in the program, it wasn't until I had an awakening that I go to these events. I didn't believe any of this until it happened to me. And it's very, you know, sounds very similar to what you had, Lori. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I know both of you are, I'm sure, are very much proponents of the power of manifestation. And I'm going to ask each of you separately. We'll start with Lori. I mean, what you got now, is this what you manifested?
I absolutely believe that, yeah. When I started opening myself up to all of this, it's a different whole reality, what you can find yourself into. And it's almost like you open yourself up to a whole other magical world if you let it happen.
I think that's a really interesting point. And Mary, I'm going to ask you in a second, but I want to finish up with Lori about that because it – I don't want to sound like it feels like a secret club because that makes it sound like it's off-putting, and I don't mean that. Yeah. I mean the absolute opposite, that it is – when people say it's awakening, it truly is that because you're able to see with clarity is the way I think of it at least.
Absolutely. And some people have to go through hell to get to – oops, I swore – to get to that point.
Oh, that's – trust me, that's not swearing.
That one's a good one? Okay. I know you told me about that earlier. Some people have to go through really hard times. And for me, I did. Yeah. I went through 4 years of the dark night of the soul. I didn't know what was going on. But finally, one day, I threw myself down in the – Kitchen Island right over there and said, God, I'm done. I give up. You either help me or I'm done. And I dropped to my knees in my kitchen and it changed my whole life because I knew I didn't drop myself to my knees. And you hear the story about God and Jesus and everything else. And I've always believed that story, but I thought it was a long time ago. And when it happened to me, it changed my life.
It's that whole thing, and you hear it, and I've heard it other places, that sometimes all you need to do is ask. And I know that people immediately who are listening are probably like, I have asked. But there's something about it that it not everything happens that immediate, that moment. You have to keep hoping, and you can't just. And I know everybody's situation is different, but that's the hard part, right? And I know what you're talking about, and I know many of us know what you're talking about, but you have to try to keep your head above water and try to keep a level head and still keep, for lack of a better term, faith. And I don't want to get into it necessarily that, but I think you know what I mean.
I do, yeah.
Mary, you know, the idea too, I mean – And at some point, we're going to have you back on. We can get your whole story. But, you know, I mean, where you are now, was this something you manifested a long time ago? Or was this something that you kind of found yourself coming into and from there you kind of make adjustments onto where you wanted to be and where you wanted to go with this?
I was always I was a curious kid, and so I was always looking at different dimensions and spirituality. And so I think I was introduced to my guide in the early 80s. So I've been working with my guide for a long time. So to answer your question is, a lot of this is I've manifested, but it's mostly because they've been whispering in my ear, hey, go this way, zig that way. Do this. And so the one thing I do want to add to everything you said, Greg, mm-hmm. and Lori, is that really being open to saying yes as well, because Lori, you said yes to the expos. Absolutely. And that's where I see, and this is not in any judgment, but where I see sometimes people get hung up is they are quick to say no, or I can't do that, instead of leaning in and saying yes and taking the risk and going for it.
Just for clarification, just so I understand, what you're saying is if you might want something, you might really want it, but you're kind of afraid, not you, Mary, but you know what I mean. The person mm-hmm. is perhaps kind of afraid to actually take that leap that is necessary. You're either all in or you're not going to be in at all.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Many people share with me that they want some type of a spiritual awakening, or they want this or that. And when I say, hey, you know, my recommendation would be this or that, or I did this or that, they're like, oh, no, I can't do that. And, or, you know, I'm going to wait till next year. So I think what I've noticed is, and is that, you know, that leaning in, saying yes, and then there is nothing that replaces good old fashioned hard work. And Lori is out there pounding the pavement, advertising Deadwood. And I don't remember the numbers, Lori, but I know that that I believe the first expo had 15 people and now there's a billion. So that took a lot of hard work. And so, you know, you just can't stay at home and dream about it. And you do have to put in the work.
Right. Because it's when we say manifest, it's not like rubbing a genie's lamp. I mean, you have to put the effort into it, but you also have to have that goal. You do your mood board or whatever it takes you to have that focus. Now, Mary, would you say that sometimes people may not be fully aware that they're holding themselves back and they're wondering, why is this not working for me?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Yes. And I think that is when going to these expos, going to these events, going and having readings and starting to ponder things. I'm a big advocate. I tell my students, you know, hey, if you get a reading, don't change your life right away. What you want to do is piece things together. You might have noticed something that you might get a reading with some information and just, you know, ponder it. You know, put it as like, I'm going to just store this for now. Maybe something else will come in to solidify that. Don't make life changes on one event. But what's going to happen is you piece everything together. And yes, then things will open up.
And it's a community. And communities lean on each other for support, right?
And once you start this, like-minded people, once you're open to it, like-minded people just come from all over and support you. And you're like, I thought that was the only one that thought this. So.
Oh, I bet. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, just like, for example, on the paranormal side, you get people like, I thought, you know, when stuff is happening, I thought I was crazy that I'm seeing this stuff, or probably the young mediums that are breaking out, opening up, that like, oh, what's happening to me? You know, and these are the perfect examples to go to, like your event in Deadwood this Saturday, because that is where they can talk to like-minded people.
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah. So, Lori, I asked Mary this earlier on. When you do one of these events and you're going to be in Deadwood, are you going to be staying out there for a while?
Absolutely. I went to Deadwood, for the past 8 years, we've been going to Cool Deadwood Nights, which is like for Sturgis's, for Harleys. Mm-hmm. Cool Deadwood Nights is for classic cars. And my husband has a classic car. So we started going there 7 years ago. And when I was there, I was like, I should really have an expo here. This is such a beautiful city. So gorgeous. And I did. And I got one of the best venues that is in Deadwood, Deadwood Mountain Ground.
It's beautiful.
And that's why I have these big car auctions and everything else. And I look around and going, I am doing this here. It's just crazy. And so we go to Cool Deadwood Nights the last 7-8 years. I put up all the posters all over town. It's 3 weeks before the expo. And it just, you know, things like that just happen. Just like plenty of like-minded people. Things fall into place.
It's fantastic. Once again, my friends, Souls of Spirit Expo is going to be in Deadwood this Saturday, the 16th. It runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dr. Mary Newstrom is going to be there. She's going to have a gallery event. Tickets are still available, a shamanic experience. Meet your angels and ancestors. And I always have to say, definitely go see Char Savoy. She's going to be speaking on Saturday at 3:30 to 4, talk about letting go. You can find out more information, soulofspiritsexpos.com. Check it out for all the upcoming events. Mary's also going to be in Fargo on November 4th. Lori and Mary, thank you so very much today. I hope you enjoyed this. I enjoyed this.
I really did. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you. And before we go, I couldn't go today without marking what today is, being 9/11 for many of us who have, we're watching it all happen. We look at the sadness of the day. Also, I'd like to look at the heroes that were made that day, everyday people who lives were changed. Some gave their lives. Some just became heroes. Also, of course, to the firefighters, the police, everybody else. It's one of those days that we'll always remember, but don't ever forget 9/11. Everyone, tomorrow, join us. We're going to be talking with Cheryl Lynn Carter about Chosen. Have a great night, everybody.